it's time for everybody's favorite show, the Heather Nursery Gardening Corner. Now, here's the gardening expert, Dwayne Hastad, along with Paul Ramo, whose gardening knowledge stops at the produce section of the grocery store.
That's right, Dwayne. My garden expertise stops at the grocery store.
Oh, it does not.
I've learned a lot from you over the years doing the garden show, listening to it.
That's what it's all about. So, I've learned a lot too, because you got to find out. You know, if I don't know the answers, find out to the questions and figure out the answers. So, it's a learning opportunity for everybody, and if we can share the knowledge, that's what it's all about.
That's right. You always mentioned you learned to fall in love with gardening and lawn care from your grandmother, was it?
No, my mom.
Your mom, okay.
Yeah, Myrtle Hastad, and we had a big, huge garden on the farm north of Madison, and probably at that time it wasn't all fun being in the garden. You were kind of forced to work in the garden, because that's where we got a lot of our food. But guess I liked it enough to go into that type of field, so I hope everybody's having fun in their garden. Hoeing isn't fun. That's what I've been doing this week, is hoeing in the garden. But it's relaxing. You just keep going. And I think we have some questions related to that today. So if you do have a question, call into the station there, and we'll answer it. I know we got a lot of questions already. So we're going to get going on some of those pretty quick. And we do have the plant of the week we picked out, and also made a list on what you probably should be doing now if you haven't done it. Got to get your Dimension crabgrass preventer with fertilizer on your lawn, because it's getting warm, and crabgrass is a warm season grass and germinates when it gets warm, and the soil is getting warm, so you got to put your preventer on.
Okay, that's a good time to do that then, huh?
Well, it's got to be done pretty soon, or else preventer isn't going to really help a lot.
Okay.
If you use the crabgrass preventer Dimension, it prevents it from coming up, and also if it is up, it kills it. So use Dimension as your crabgrass preventer.
All right. So what's our plant of the week, Dwayne?
Fernleaf peony. Have you seen that around, Paul? It flowers at Memorial Day. It's a peony bush. It's not as big as our garden peonies that you see around, but it blooms the earliest of the peonies and has a ferny leaf, and it's red. And it has a single type flower. It's not like a rose. It's a single flower. The fernleaf peony is really pretty out there. And they also call that the Memorial Day peony, because it flowers at Memorial Day. And it's really dark red, and it's really pretty out there.
Oh, okay. Nice. Yeah, you guys are busy before Memorial Weekend, I would guess, huh?
Yeah. A lot of people buying flowers and planting planters or pots. And we did a lot of them up, and sold a lot of that, and we do delivery service. You know, we bring planters out to the gravesite and pick them up, and then in Dawson here we pick them up, and then they're donated to the care center, so they get to enjoy them all year round. When it's warm out.
Okay.
You know what else I decided, Paul?
What's that?
We're doing plant of the week, and since we're supposed to lighten this up a little bit, they told us, we got the ofta plant of the week.
The ofta plant of the week.
Ofta,
what is the ofta plant?
What would you think?
Oh, it's got to be something with Scandinavian or Norwegian.
Oh, well, ofta, I think a lot of people say that when they see it. The dandelions.
Oh.
It's unreal. I mean, even if your dandelion's done with the yellow stage, it's definitely doing that seed stage, so it's white, so your lawns are yellow and white. So good time to, if you haven't already sprayed your dandelions, but don't do it on a day like today when it's windy. Yesterday, I saw a lot of people spraying their dandelions.
I did that last night, Dwayne.
You're good.
Yep, and I used
what you're learning.
Was it Trimac you told me to use? Or
Trimac, yep. Has three different active ingredients in it, and kind of kills most of the weeds. And if you have a real creeping Charlie problem, do weed free zone.
Right. I got a little too close to my tomatoes. I got yelled at.
But it wasn't very windy. But you know what? That's another reason to spray your dandelions in the fall. Because then if you do hit your tomato plants, you can always blame it on the frost.
Okay.
I got a second ofta plant of the week.
What's that?
The cottonwood tree. What? I don't know if you've seen all the fuzzy white things floating in the air.
Okay.
We have a big cottonwood tree across the street from the nursery in Dawson, and it's just like it's snowing out, and all these seeds get into your air conditioner and all that type of stuff. And so it wins the award for the second oofta plant of the week.
Okay. We got to do that. Well, let's do that oofta plant of the week, too. So.
Yep.
All right. We're going to open the phone lines here. We'll try to get as many questions in as we can. You give us a call at 320-598-7301. That's 598-7301 for any lawn or garden question for Dwayne. We have already quite a few of them, and we'll get started. I just posted about an hour ago on our KLQP Facebook page a picture of a very large bush, Dwayne, and it's very pretty. And let's talk about that bush a little bit.
If you look at the picture online, or if you know this, it's called a snowball bush, people call it, because it's a big white flower. It has a lot of little flowers, but it looks like a size that you would think of as a snowball. And it's a large bush because it has many stems. I mean, it can be 10, 12 feet tall and has just hundreds of white snowball flowers on it. It's called a snowball viburnum. It's in the viburnum family. Some people get it confused with hydrangeas, but it blooms at this time of the year. I call it one of my grandma plants. You know, on the farm, everybody had a snowball bush. Very pretty. It's not a bush you'd plant around the foundation of your house. Out in your lawn, and if you want to, you know, enjoy it from afar, it's very pretty.
Okay. Can you prune that bush back?
A rule of thumb with pruning bushes and pruning that is you prune a shrub after it's done flowering. You wouldn't want to do it when it's flowering because you're cutting off all the pretty flowers, but you can prune that shrub after it's done flowering, and then it'll form a flower bud for the next year.
Okay.
And if it's big and way overgrown and it's out of hand, take your chainsaw and cut it to the ground, and it'll come back and it'll flower again next year. But if you're going to do that, you should do that early and do that after it's done flowering now.
All right. So it's actually a bush. It's not a tree or a shrub.
Well, it could be a tree if you trained it as a single trunk, and usually that's what you refer to as a tree because it has a single trunk. Mm-hmm. It's not a tree. It's a large, large shrub.
Do they change colors?
White, white, or white.
Okay.
No, nope, it's always white.
All right, yeah, it's a beautiful beautiful bush, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a large, large bush.
Yep. All right.
We do have those. We do have.
You do? Oh, you do?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, very pretty. Then the next one question we have here has to do with an ash tree. This person emailed it in to KOKPFM at farmerstel.net. I sent the picture to you, Dwayne, to take a look at, and it says, my ash tree developed gross last summer, and they are still here this spring. What are they?
They're really ugly. You can see that they're little clusters of brown. And usually a lot of them, and you can see them all over the whole tree usually. What it's called is ash flower galls. And what happens is this actually happened last spring when the bud was just forming and opening up. It was attacked by a mite, ash flower gall mite it's called. And it attacked that bud or the flower as it was opening up. It's a male flower on the tree. And it injects kind of like a poison in there, a liquid, and it goofs up that whole system, and then it dries out until you get that ugly growth. It doesn't fall off very easy either. And if you want to prevent that, it's already too late for this year, but as that bud is just opening up, you need to spray it with a miticide to prevent that all that action from happening.
Mm. Yeah, that was a lot of that growth on that tree.
It seems like you can have like 10 ash trees in a row and it only attacks one. So you don't need to spray all your ash, but it's almost, if your buds are just opening up, you should spray, it says the valuable trees or something that you see a lot, you want to spray that with a miticide.
Okay. All right. I've never heard of this before. Here's our next question. It's a Virginia waterleaf identified by a forestry person, completely taken over their flower beds and yard. How to get rid of it? A Virginia waterleaf.
It's a tough one.
Okay, we'll have to do some research on that maybe, huh?
No, you you can spray your yard, and that should take care of it. But if you're in your, you know, your garden or whatever, or your flower beds, well, the only thing you can do is, you know, hoe that out of there. And after you hoed it and got it all cleaned out, you could put, like, preen down, which is a preventer. As the seeds come, as they just germinate, the preen will stop it from germinating. Preen or corn gluten meal is another one that will do that and also help fertilize.
What is a Virginia water leaf? What is that?
I don't know exactly what it looks like because you usually don't see that as a problem. I would say it's a grassy. I better not do that. I better investigate it, and we'll finish out that discussion next week.
Okay. Yep. That sounds good.
But if you have it in your garden, you got to hoe it out, and then if you want to prevent it from coming up, put a preventer down.
Okay. All right. I'll store this question for next week, too. So.
Well, we'll continue on next week.
And this next question, actually, my neighbor has this problem because they got a lot of evergreens in their backyard. This person has spots under evergreen tree. The grass won't grow. How do we get grass to grow under evergreen tree?
Okay, they're opposites, okay? Evergreen trees like acidic soil, okay? And evergreen trees create that acidic soil by dropping needles, and that acidifies the soil. Grass is a prairie plant. And that likes alkaline soil, okay? So they're kind of opposite. And grass doesn't like it under evergreen tree because it's acidic, okay? So you can work in many years and try to, what you're going to do and try to make it alkaline, it's going to hurt the evergreen tree. And you might get grass to grow for a year or two, and then it'll go back to what it was before. So it's either going to be a constant battle and you seed it every year, or you try to plant something else under your evergreen tree.
Hmm. Okay, interesting.
Something that likes more acidic soil. A lot of people put some hostas under there, or lysimachia, or it's called dead nettle.
Okay.
That grows well under there. So.
Okay.
Growing grass under evergreen tree is that's hard to do.
All right, I got about 3 minutes here. I got three more questions we'll try to quick get in. This person is asking about mowing his lawn. If he mows his lawn very often, like more than once a week, will that help my grass grow thicker, and will it prevent weed growth?
The thicker your grass is, the will help do the prevent the weeds. But when you do mow your lawn, don't scalp it, okay? Don't put it down and mow it twice real short. Move your lawnmower up to 3.5 inches, and you can mow it as many times as you want in a week. That will help thicken it out. Fertilizing it and adding grass seed will also thicken it out. Right now, my lawn, a lot of lawns, if you did all that work that we talked about by putting grass seed and fertilizer, they're getting thicker.
All right. Hey, and then we're going to end with this. We got 1 minute. You talked about a tomato you use for BLT sandwiches last week, and someone wanted to have you expand on that. What's your favorite tomato for a BLT?
I said Brandywine, okay? Brandywine is one of the best-tasting tomatoes, and that's one of the reasons you use it for, you know, a BLT. It's a large tomato, good-tasting tomato. It's an heirloom tomato. That means it's doesn't have all these genetic crosses like a lot of the modern day ones. It's an heirloom tomato, one of the best tasting tomatoes, and that's why you put it on your BLT.
All right. I love BLTs. How about you, Dwayne?
I do too. You know what I had for lunch?
What?
BLT.
Awesome. Already.
Well, hey, but if anybody has any questions during the week, call Heather Nursery of Floral in Madison, Dawson, or Montevideo. Be glad to answer your questions. And yep, we have a great selection in the greenhouse yet.
Yeah, your all three locations are open?
All three locations are open, and we've been really busy with people planting gardens, so we can help you with that. Stop in Madison, Dawson, or Montevideo at Heather Nursery and Floral, and if you need flowers, we got lots of flowers, too.
All right, thanks, Dwayne, appreciate it, and if we didn't get to your question this week, we'll get it next week.
You bet. Have a great week, everybody.
All right, there's Dwayne Hasted with Heather Floral and Nursery with another garden show.